So the birthday of our Blessed Mother, of Jesus' mom, Mary. So it's a saint's feast day. You know, traditionally, we celebrate the day when someone dies and goes to heaven as their feast day. Because from that moment on, we know that they are sinless and that they are in heaven. So we celebrate Jesus' birthday on Christmas, right? And then there are only two saints, St. John the Baptist and our Blessed Mother, that we celebrate their day of their birth. Because we believe that from the very first moment, their entire life, they never committed a sin. And so they were a saint from the very beginning. And it's a very special gift that our Blessed Mother received. Because we know on December 8th, so 9 months ago, we celebrated the Immaculate Conception. And that was the moment when God placed our Blessed Mother in the womb of her mom, Saint Anne. From that moment on, she was without sin. And so it's a very special grace that our Blessed Mother received, a special gift to live her entire life without sin. And this is why we celebrate the day of her birth. If we remember the story of creation with Adam and Eve, and then they ate the apple and there was original sin. But from that moment, God promised that the day would come when a woman would give birth to a child and that child would conquer sin. And that woman is our Blessed Mother. So she was predicted from the very first moments of creation. And so this is, again, why we celebrate with such joy today, because God promised something and he made it come true. And so God promises us things. He promises us a life of grace and peace and joy if we say yes to his plan for our life. So our Blessed Mother is a wonderful model for us, because if we say yes to the plan that Jesus has for our life, then we too can become a saint. I mean, what our Blessed Mother is as a saint, she's a light for us. Have you ever used a nightlight at your house? Do any of you have a nightlight? I have one in my house. Because when you wake up in the middle of the night and you need a drink of water or you need to use a restroom, it's hard to see, right? Without God, without the saints, the world is very dark. But with God, with Jesus, and with the saints, we have light to see. We can follow the path of Jesus because of the lights that are given to us. Our Blessed Mother is the brightest light. And these are all the reasons why we celebrate this day. And so as our Blessed Mother lived her life, when that time for Christmas came, and the angel told her what was happening, she said, "Let it be done to me according to your will. Use me, Lord, for your purposes." So our Blessed Mother is our example on what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. That our lives, my mind, my heart, my body, everything I have is meant to serve Jesus, to serve God, to serve his church. And this is another reason why we celebrate our Blessed Mother. We want to honor her, just like we do our birth moms. We love our Blessed Mother. And just like our moms want us to succeed, our moms want us to be healthy, our moms want us to be happy, our moms want us to be holy, our Blessed Mother Mary wants the same thing for us, because we are her children. She wants us to be happy and healthy and holy. So just like we can turn to our moms when we're having a bad day and we need help, just like we can turn to our moms when we're having a great day and we want to share the good news of our life, Blessed Mother Mary is the same thing. She's a real person. She really is involved in our life, and she wants us to go to her. She wants us to say our prayers. She wants us to be good children of the Blessed Mother. So we celebrate today with great joy her birthday. Because of her life, we have Jesus. And with Jesus, we have everything. And so we thank our Blessed Mother that she said yes to God's plan. And we ask her to help us say yes to his plan for our life. Amen.